Sunday morning, April the 7th, 2019, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is a word entitled Satan, Master of Deception. Satan is the master of deception. He cannot tell the truth, for there is no truth in him. He, by right, through his lies and deception, stole the earth from man. He has infiltrated so much of the earth that man does not even know the truth. Man does not know his history. All man at this point in time knows is what they have been propagandized to believe. In the days ahead, truth will begin to be revealed. People will be lost like a ship lost at sea. They won't know what to believe. They won't know where to turn. I am preparing my church for this hour. It will be full of Holy Ghost power. Signs and wonders will be common instead of rare. No other time in history can compare to the coming days. The truth, my word of truth, will be the standard, and it will rescue many. For you see, I want a full load when I come here to rule and reign. As Satan has infiltrated your culture with lies, deceit, perversion, and confusion, my word will set the captives free. Such glory will be seen. Days no one on earth has ever seen before. Imagine an atmosphere free from demonic oppression, where the very air you breathe is like medicine. Just heating. You can just breathe it in. It's so thick in the air. The very atmosphere will be charged with peace, joy, healing, supply, and everything good. No more false narratives. I am sinking that ship. Only the truth will ring throughout the land. No more sinking sand, but the truth. Nothing but the truth from your God. I was thinking about Matthew 7 talks about the house on the rock and the house on the sand. If we're not following the way of doers of the word, then our house is on sinking sand. Be encouraged today. I know the warfare has been great, but have no fear. I have triumphed over the caliphate. There are more with you than are with them, no matter how amplified the enemy's boasts seem. The Lord told me, you know, bless their sorry old souls, the screaming demoncrats, always. The Lord said, when they go down the pit, they'll still be going. I said, don't pay any attention to them. Don't let that rattle you. Greater is he, me, in you than he that is in the world. As my church arises like a lighthouse, the powers of darkness will run for cover. They terrorize people, but truth be known, they are the most afraid. There is no fear in me, so there is no fear in you. Stop letting the enemy terrorize you. Push back and terrorize him. The tables are turning, and you will begin to see from here onward, the fleeing of darkness and the shining of the light, my light so bright that darkness will not be able to stand in its presence. Kind of like the book of Acts. When somebody gets up to boast and proclaim things, they just be eaten by worms and die. This is what I'm doing with you and your company. You're being raised up for this time and for this hour to be right in the middle of my greatest rescue. Not even the rescue of Noah and his clan was so great. I said you would do greater things than me. This last day gathering of souls will be the greatest day the earth has ever seen. You are a part of this. Oh, such glory like no one on earth has ever seen before. So relax, rest. You are passing all the tests. Your time is soon. Be encouraged, mighty men. You are among my best. You bless me. Your courage, your strength, and your hunger for my word. You have hungered and thirsted for my righteousness. You will be filled. Your best days are ahead. P.S. Satan is the master of deception. As God of this world, everything you see should... Let me look here. Satan is the master of deception. As God of this world, everything you see, you should question. All is not as it seems, but an alternative reality has been fabricated for you. Look to the greater one inside and truth from every question. I will provide. Strong delusion will deceive many in these last days. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I will lead you into all the truth. My word is truth. I will lead you by my spirit, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Walking free even in the midst of a crooked generation. Walk on and don't look back. And then the Lord said, these are some of Satan's alternative realities. Medicine, health care, awareness campaigns, investment, planning, propaganda through movies, internet, etc., like the alien invasion and the creation, going to the moon and going to all these planets and all this kind of stuff. Satan's all about the outer man. God is all about the inner man. So we are going to learn to live from here, like Adam was. He was a spirit man before he fell. But Jesus brought us back to that place where we can totally walk by what's in here. And don't believe half of what you see or hear. The Holy Spirit will have to say, that ain't real, don't touch that. Don't look at that. Don't mess with that. To me, this is just a warning, because when the glory comes, a lot of times the nasty ramps up too. As we have the changing of the guards. You know, so, okay.